David Pressler, Vice President of Art Place Gallery in Fairfield, Connecticut, joins us to discuss this gallery run by an artist cooperative since 1981. Their latest exhibit is Winter Light, a group show. Welcome, David, to Lady Beth's Unity Groove.
Thank you so much.
And David, you are the vice president of the Art Place Gallery. Art Place is more than just a physical location or a place. It's a group of artistic people who formed an artist cooperative back in 1981. How did Art Place come into being, and how does it operate?
Well, Art Place was founded as a 501c3 not-for-profit organization and will be 39 years old as of 2020. In 1981, the founding members were area artists, many of whom had studios in the then-closed Westport Greens Farms Elementary School prior to the school's reopening in 1980. This required finding a new space. So working with the Fairfield Parking Authority, a rental space in the Southport, New York-bound railroad station was established. Art Place occupied the antique 1890s station for 27 years, till it was forced to find new quarters after a devastating fire in 2008. Fortunately, no artwork was lost. After 3 years operating on Unqua Road next to the community theater, now being renovated, Art Place formed an agreement with the Fairfield Theater Company at 70 Sanford Street, where we have thrived for, well, since 2012. The mission of Art Place is to provide a place where professional and emerging artists can interact creatively and exhibit without the restrictions that might be imposed by a commercial gallery. Members can experiment and develop work in a broad range of mediums and subject matter. Additionally, our mission includes interaction with the community by ways of rotating solo and group exhibits, art talks, lectures, demonstrations, workshops, and critiques. A frequent tradition has featured guest artists, which have included known people such as Saul LeWitt, Gabor Pedderdy, Antonio Frasconi, and James Grasco, just to name a few. The Artists Invite Artist Show has been a popular exhibit at Art Place for many years. The diversity in the art of the members include works in many mediums: oil, acrylic, watercolor, photography, various forms of printmaking, collage, and digitally produced art. Art Place welcomes area educators and institutions to bring groups in for the exchange of ideas. All Art Place members convene several times a year to review artists' works and jury in new artist members. We hold exhibits monthly with opportunities for the general public to hear the artists speak about their work on the exhibit and answer questions in an informal and friendly environment.
And Art Place's current exhibit at 70 Sanford Street in Fairfield, Connecticut, is titled Winter Light, a group show. Why the title Winter Light? And when people visit the gallery, what can they expect to see?
Well, Winter Light represents the current 17 members of Art Place. And the title's intended to stimulate an enlightening experience, even on the dark days of winter. Works represent all members of Art Place. In this exhibit, a special wall of smaller works offer an opportunity to select holiday gifts for $200 and less for families, family members, and their friends. Works include small portraits, landscapes, realistic images, and abstracts in watercolor, photography, collage, and even my Heartifact clocks with the brand name The Ticker. How's your ticker? I also have a photograph I took of a poster in Oregon of a woman in 1950s garb holding a cup of coffee. And the words, "Drink lots of coffee. It helps you do stupid things faster." Also, I have a humorous image of a fast food restaurant featuring fried foods from Melbourne, Australia, entitled Lord of the Fries. Art Place is located in the entry area to the Fairfield Theater Company at 70 Sanford Street near the railroad station.
And how does an artistic person who wants to join the Art Place Artist Cooperative and have their artwork exhibited at Art Place Gallery, how do they go about doing so?
Well, to join Art Place, artists are encouraged to submit the application form found on our website, artplacegallery.org, or pick up a form for application in the gallery itself.
And the different exhibits, when you have an exhibit, you have an opening reception. What are those like?
Our opening receptions feature a broad variety of works, usually, depending on the exhibition. We offer food and drink to create a social environment that's friendly and interactive. And the artists talk about their work and answer questions directly from those attending.
Okay. I've been to some of them, and they're very enlightening. And the food is delicious, I should say.
Well, I'm glad you don't find that hard to digest.
And how can people contact or learn more about Art Place Gallery?
Well, to contact us at Art Place, one can email us at artplacegalleryct@gmail.com. Or call, do you have a piece of paper to write on right now? Two phone numbers will put you in touch with Art Place. 203-374-9720 or 646-258-6912.
And people could also go to my Facebook page, Lady Beth Unity Groove, because there's links to the information about Art Place Gallery. There's also a picture of David, who you're hearing from right now, David Pressler. And there's also a flyer about Art Place Gallery, a picture of that on my Facebook. And David, do you have any closing thoughts?
I certainly do, Lady Beth. Art Place is always interested in having new artists join our friendly cooperative. Also, please take time to visit Art Place's Winter Light Exhibition for an enlightening experience at 70 Sanford Street, Fairfield. Thank you very much, Lady Beth.
Would you like to talk at all about your artwork, because you're a professional artist?
Well, I have worked in many media over the years, and I guess one of the most original groups of works were created starting in the 1960s, where I actually painted on 35-millimeter cleared film on a light table with a large magnifying glass using Q-tips and tiny brushes and unusual color material and India ink and ground graphite. These were then put into 35-millimeter frames and projected, throwing them in and out of focus with the old carousel slide projectors. I had the privilege of doing so in a memorable opportunity, projecting on a planetarium dome at the Hudson River Museum in Westchester. Photography has always been important in my work. It started when I was a freshman at Rhode Island School of Design, RISD, where I was gifted two Zeiss cameras by my late grandfather. And that started me on the track of photographing everything that I found visually interesting as I moved through life. I had taken a photography class with the famous black and white photographer Harry Callahan and kept up with the technology. So I am now using all my fingers, so I am digital. Additionally, I have worked in ceramics, and I've created a series of three-dimensional works that are viewed by separating colors graphically on the computer and viewing them with clear-lensed glasses that create volumetric images that pop 30 inches off the wall. And as mentioned earlier, I have a series of works that I did in the about 2003 to 2005 that I still work with, called Heartifacts. These are images of the human heart, and they are viewed with the 3D glasses also, so that you look into the human heart and contemplate heart health. I donated 8 of these works to the Bridgeport Hospital's Heart Institute as an encouragement for people exercising after heart surgery to strengthen their heart muscle. I also do digital projection presentations for various organizations, such as the Appalachian Mountain Club in Westport, where I will be doing one in March on the Galapagos Islands, featuring the unique bird life and animal life of those diverse islands. And I travel around the world and photograph what I encounter, and I like to share those experiences, especially in a visual way. So I've done so for Lifetime Learners Institute at Norwalk Community College, as well as the Bigelow Center here in Fairfield, and will continue to do so with various groups.
You should keep us posted if you're doing showings locally, because I could announce them so people will know where to go to see these photographs.
Well, I'd be pleased to do so, Lady Beth. One project that I did not mention was one of the most exciting experiences I've had creatively. I was asked by a composer, Mark Edinburgh, here in Fairfield, to join him in a project that was done on a grant from the state of Connecticut for the Fairfield Public Library System to promote technology, art, and music through libraries. And I spent a year working on this project, learning a whole new digital application called Final Cut Pro, so that I could make images move with the music that Mark Edinburgh composed. And we presented this for the first time with live music, with Mark performing with his two sons at the Pequot Library in April. And I projected the images on a large screen. The images were a combination of my paintings and photographs from my travels, as well as most of the images depicting parts of the Fairfield Public Library system, various books based on the particular piece of music. There were 12 pieces of music. Each had a different title and focus, such as the circulation desk, the reading room, children's story time, romance novels, travel, and cookbooks, not to mention science fiction. So it was an out-of-this-world experience for me.
I attended that. The music was beautiful, and your images that were flashed up on the screen in time to the music were beautiful and also very entertaining.
Thank you so much. I hope to have the opportunity to share it in the future. And in fact, I will be doing so in January at the Norwalk Community College Lifetime Learners Winter Session.
Great. And if you just tuned in, it's WVOF Fairfield. That's 88.5 on your FM dial, or WVOF.org, streaming live on the internet. The program is Unity Groove with your host, myself, Lady Beth. And we've been speaking with David Pressler, Vice President of Our Place Gallery in Fairfield, Connecticut. He discussed this gallery, which is run by an artist cooperative since 1981. And their latest exhibit is Winter Light, a group show. And David also shared his personal experience being an artist and some of the things that he's created over the years. And David, what's up next for Our Place?
Well, we will have new exhibitions coming up, I believe, in January, and those will be announced. I will be doing a solo exhibition in October of 2020, and currently my thoughts are to do this on visual humor.
Oh, okay.
So I hope I can tickle your fancy.
Yes. And again, at Our Place Gallery, the latest exhibit is Winter Light, a group show. And Our Place Gallery is located at 70 Sanford Street in Fairfield, Connecticut. It's in the Fairfield Theater lobby.
Yeah.
Fairfield Theater Company lobby, and it's right near the train station. And David, have a good holiday season, and the best to you and all the artists of Our Place in the new year 2020.
Thank you very much, Lady Beth, and same to you and all of your wonderful listeners. Thank you.
Okay, now I'm going to turn to Woody Shaw.